I don't even know if I can say it was fun. It's part of it. That's what we kind of train for all summer. So glad it's done with.
When you look at the camp and the competition at camp, the level was, does it push you knowing that how deep they are, especially in the bottom six forwards?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it a lot. These young guys are coming up and they're making a name for themselves in the NHL so far. And I want to do the same, so I'm going to compete with them. But hanging out with them and watching them, they're great players. And it's going to be a fun training camp.
There's been a lot of talk since you joined the organization. Is this kind of the realization for you now?
Yeah, I think it was the other day it hit me. We did our kind of photos and stuff like that, and I got the jersey with my name on it and stuff. And I don't know if it was that or what it was, but on my drive home that day, it kind of hit me, and it was pretty surreal. So.
How does it feel being here compared to Florida?
Different. Look at this right now. it's not as big of a hockey market in Florida. I mean, I loved it there. They treated us great, and obviously the city was awesome. But I don't think there's anything like playing in a Canadian market, let alone play at home. So.
Kind of what Sean touched upon before, just what's your mindset going into camp here with the competition and the number of players that are battling for spots?
Yeah, just show what I can do. I have some NHL experience, so if I can work as hard as I can and kind of show them what I've got, and just hope it kind of all fills in.
How special is it to be back on?
I mean, that question's hard to answer. Honestly, I can't put words to it. It's a dream come true. You kind of dream about playing for that team you kind of grow up and see and be at home around your family and friends. It's something I can't describe, so my excitement's kind of through the roof for sure.